If God say, faith is how you are saved, but he doesn't do any works. If he say, Christian, do all these things, all these laws, and have all these things, be all these things, be conformed to the image of my son, but he doesn't do any of the works. That's faith without works is dead. You've got to have the works happening. And you perform them. That's the thing, is that God works in us to do. See? So, it happens in us. It's not like, you know, again, God doesn't put on rose-colored glasses and pretend you're righteous when you're not. Righteousness is freedom indeed. Not just freedom, you know, because what they say is righteousness is imputed only, which is a lie. Righteousness is not only imputed, it is also imparted. And they say, well, you know, you know why they deny it? Because they don't receive it. If you receive not the love of the truth, you can't be saved. Alright, Mr. Seminary Boy? Receive the love of the truth, and you will have imparted righteousness. Just because you didn't receive it. You know, it's like he said to the scribes and Pharisees, you know, hey, you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, you hypocrites. You neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that would enter in to enter in. Meaning there are people who want to come to Jesus, and you're there barring the way with your theologies that are of the devil. Imputed only. You're going to take people to hell with that, you know? Hope you're proud of yourself. Let God forgive you, because I know you don't know what you're doing. But hear now, he has winked at your ignorance. Listen now to this word. Repent. Will you not know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Okay, I think I've explained this, have I not? Abraham was justified by works. Well, Paul said, you know, Abraham believed God. It was imputed for him for righteousness. It's not by the works of the law that man is saved. True. But he was saying 400 years before the law of Moses, he received the sign of circumcision as a seal. Now again, righteousness is not how you obtain the favor of God. But it is like a seal. It is a stamp. It is a mark. It is a further proof of what you have in Christ Jesus. Again, before the foundation of the world. Right, it's before the works even happen. Before you have faith. Before you're even born. But faith has to work with works. And by works, faith is made perfect. That's why Peter says, add your faith, virtue, to your virtue, knowledge, etc., etc., etc. That's why Paul says, hey, you know, shining forth, holding forth the word of life. Why should you do that? You don't have to do nothing. Well, you do it out of love. Well, that's works. What do you mean? Of course you do it out of love. What do you think? The point is that you do it. Of course it's out of love. It's because that's the Spirit of God in you doing things. I don't want people to just do things because, well, the law says, the Bible says I gotta love my neighbor, so I'm gonna love this guy, I hate him. I don't want to make you do that. I can't. But I'm just preaching to you and teaching you the truth that was taught of ancient times, of the fathers. I want to turn the heart of what this message is to you and turn your heart to this message, to the fathers of our faith, James, Peter, John, Jude, Paul, Matthew, Luke, Mark. Isaiah, Jeremiah, they too. I look forward to teaching the prophets. I might want to do the New Testament first. That's really more needful right now. I mean, even though people are sorely lacking in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it's just like, it's all screwed up. Scripture is fulfilled that saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. It means before he actually, it was righteousness was reckoned before the works are done. Okay? But the doing of the works is the seal. It's just like I said, we wait in hope of God sending us a package. Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, out of a pure heart. All those things working, working, working. Man is justified by works and not faith. I mean, faith only. You are justified by faith. But the idea is, but not faith alone. See, Paul never says faith alone. The only time in the Bible that faith only or faith alone occurs is here in James. Okay? And that's to deny that faith only. I think Paul kind of assumed people understood that faith was not just believing a set of facts and not actually anything happening or anything being done. So you are made just, not just by believing, though that is it's imputed before it happens, but you are truly justified when those works are completed in you, okay? Them he called, he also justified. And those who he justified, he also glorified. Ultimately, you have to be glorified. That's a work too. You got to be raised from the dead. It's a work you got to do to be saved. You need to be justified to be saved. It means to be made just. In a judicial sense of declared just. But also, God isn't a liar. He wants you to walk righteously and justly in this present world. The Apostle Paul taught that. Think of Titus chapter 2. Hey, grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness, the grace of God that bringeth salvation. There are other false graces, which are not grace at all, which say, hey, you don't got to do nothing except accept this set of facts. Trust in Christ for your salvation alone. There's some other, again, remember that stew, boiled down till there's nothing but char. Just two or three, one thing, believe. Just believe and add nothing. Because they think that, you understand, they actually think that their belief gets them God's grace. And they actually have it backwards. They actually teach a gospel of works. That's the funny thing, is the people who hate this teach works for salvation. Not grace. Because salvation is based on grace. God being gracious to you that you can have faith. God being gracious to you that you can perform the works. God being gracious to you to raise you from the dead. It's all God's grace. And God's grace is grace.